Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and very excited to start the program off tonight with new music from PJ Harvey. A new album is called Inside the Old Year Dying, and it's the 10th studio album from PJ Harvey, and it was just released today, and you just heard the track called All Souls, and All Souls is a very kind of haunting, beautiful track. And definitely excited to be playing more stuff from this album in the next few weeks. And I'm not sure if I'm the first one to play it on CITR, but perhaps I am. Perhaps people preview tracks early. I'm not for sure. I'll have to do a check. But anyways, very excited to play PJ Harvey, one of my long all-time favorite artists. I've been following her for decades. And I did get the chance to see her a number of years ago performing at South by Southwest. But once again, the new album is called Inside the Old Year Dying. and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff I've been checking out recently. And up next, we're going to hear a trio of kind of singer-songwriter-type artists, and we're going to hear something from Julie Byrne, an artist that I played a few times over the years. The Not Even Happiness album that came out in 2017 was in my top 10, and the new album from Julie Byrne was released recently. It's called The Greater Wings, and was just released this week as well, I think today, and I think you can pick it up on Secretly Canadian Records. But I think it's the first album in 6 years, and Julie Byrne is based out of New York. But we're going to hear the title track of the release. Once again, that's called The Greater Wings. And then after that, something from an artist I've played a few times, I think a few times at least, but that's Jessica Woneal, who is based out of London, and the album is called I Wanted Love, So I Gave Love. We'll hear a track called Self-Respect. And to close off the set, we're going to hear something from Saltwater Hank. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Julie Byrne. This is the opening track called The Greater Wings.
I drank the air to be nearer to you. Voices widened through the room, distant galaxy moon. I'm not here for nothing. Music in the wall.
Massey Art Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown East Side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a 2-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Art Society on Instagram.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
This is the house that funk builds. This is the house that funk builds.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Thank you. dem goldene Werbegwasso, dem goldene Werbegwasso. Land dem goldene Werbegwasso, dem goldene Werbegwasso.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was somebody from Saltwater Hank, sorry, with the track called Waba Gwaswo, and that's off the Galunix Will Lu Holtga Limi album. Apologies for mispronouncing that. And if you're not familiar, Saltwater Hank is a singer songwriter out of Prince Rupert, and the new album is doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts. And you can check it out at saltwaterhank.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from Jessica O'Neill and a track called Self-Respect off the I Wanted Love, So I Gave Love album that was just put out, and it's out on the National Campus Radio Charts, the Earshot Online, this week, and it's right now it's at number 49. I think it's been on there for a little while now. I recall seeing it before. And the top of the set was something from Julie Byrne out of New York and a track called The Greater Wings from an album of the same name. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And we'll shift it up a little bit, and we're going to hear some kind of ambient artists, and we're going to hear something from a project from Sarah Oswald and Felder Melder, and a release called Duel, and Duel, the two different spellings of Duel, and we're going to hear a track called Memories of Essential Ignorances, and this one's a new release out, and it's, like I said, it's very quiet ambient music, and we're gonna hear a track called Memories of Essential Ignorances, and you can check this out at feldermelder.bandcamp.com, and it was just recently released this week. And after that, we're going to hear something from Kida, a new release out on Nickel House Records. It's something called Hazel is what we'll hear, and the release is called Ceramic. You can check it out at the Nickel House Bandcamp page, which is, I think that's how you pronounce it, but it's a label out of Amsterdam, and it's a really, really great label. Plays some stuff from here quite often, and it's very kind of ambient, experimental, very cutting edge electronic and stuff like that. So definitely check out more if you're into this ambient music from Akita. But first, right here on CITR, something from the Sarah Oswald and Felder Melder release. This track is called Memories of Essential Ignorances.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthaskakhliya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Astail.
Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And from Kida, that track was called Hazel off the Ceramic release, put out on Nickel House Records out of the Netherlands. And that's a Melbourne-based producer, and what's in that? It's K-I-T-A. And prior to that, you heard something from Sarah Oswald and Felder Melder from a release called Dual Duel. You heard a track called Memories of Essential Ignorances, and you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And we're going to shift directions a little bit in this next set, and this week we had the unfortunate news of learning that Rick Froberg passed away this week. A very influential artist, and I've been a longtime fan of his music, and it's very, very sad to hear of his passing. And one of the early ways I got into Rick Froberg was through Drive Like Jehu, and I wanted to play something from that first album, Yank Crime, and really, really excited to play this track, because it's been quite some time since I've actually played Drive Like Jehu on radio, and wanted to share kind of how I discovered this album. And a lot of people have their own stories for getting into this Drive Like Jehu album, and I had kind of an interesting one, because way back in the year it was, but it was there was early 2000s when there was the website called suck.com. It was kind of a very early kind of weblog, and it had a lot of interesting comics throughout it, and one of them made a reference to Drive Like Jehu, as well as another artist I can't remember, but I was very interested in it. I started looking them up and started doing a bunch of research, and this was like in the 2000s, so wasn't too much info out there. So anyways, I started looking up info on this band just based on the name, really liked it and liked the comic that it was referencing. And from there, it just got me hooked. I was really, really into Drive Like Jehu, and it introduced me to all these different bands that were influenced by them, all the stuff on Swami Records, and pretty much anything related to Rick Froberg I would check out. So we're going to hear something from that album, probably one of my favorite tracks, Golden Brown. And then after Drive Like Jehu, we'll hear something from Montreal, five-piece called La Securité, and they're making some very great, kind of cool art punk with jumpy beats and off-kilter arrangements, according to their Bandcamp. It's called Stay Safe, the album, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Try Again. And La Securité is doing pretty good on the radio charts. Quite a few stations are playing this. Right now it's at number 25, and it was put out on Mothland Records. So from the 1994 album from Drive Like Jehu, this is Golden Brown.
Yeah!
And that was La Securité out of Montreal with a track called Try Again off the Stay Safe album. And that one is doing pretty good on the radio charts, like I said, and you can check it out at earshot-online.com and CITR submits charts to this weekly. And before that, you heard something from the 94 album from Drive Like Jehu called Yank Crime. You heard the track called Golden Brown. And as I mentioned, we heard the unfortunate news of Rick Froberg passing away on June 30th. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on UBC campus at CITR. Sorry, a little bit mixed up right now. But anyways, we're going to hear some music from Braids. The Euphoric Recall album came out recently. We're going to hear another track off of it. I played one track before, but we're going to hear one called Apple. And this one is doing pretty good on the radio charts as well. And I did want to mention that one of the connected album or connected bands, Blue Hawaii, is going to be doing a Vancouver show. They have announced a tour, and I'm just pulling up the dates, but it will be coming in October at the Cobalt. So once again, that's Blue Hawaii, one of the members of Braids is in this project. But anyways, we're going to hear something from Braids, the track called Apple. Then after that, we're going to hear kind of a more ambient oriented track, and we're going to hear something from Zaumni, is I think how you pronounce it, an artist out of Poland with a release called Parfume. And we're going to hear a track of that, something called what do they have queued up? Zaumni is an ambient artist, and the new album features a few vocalists such as YL Hool, Metro Nori, I do believe, and Patrick Shryoshri. Sorry, I'm probably pronouncing that awfully. But anyways, we're going to hear a track called Sorcières, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Braids.
I hear you.
Drill Events is hosting the official after party for Pride Vancouver with talent like local DJs such as Haina from China, Njoki and Joki, Nalule, Dr. BPM, and so much more. There will be go-go dancing from Vancouver and a resident DJ from Mexico City. This night is to showcase queer liberation and freedom of expression, happening on August 5th. For more information, go to Drill Events on Instagram. Catalano is happening on July 8th with vendors, food, art, and live music to explore. Come on down to the Vine stage to say hello to CITR's booth and get a chance to be on radio. Can't make it? No worries. CITR will be live broadcasting interviews and artist performances at the Vine stage. Artists such as Hallelujah Hailu, Viberson, Salt Spring Underground, Hip Hop Mechanics, and more. Check out the booth live at Catalano or the live remote broadcast on CITR.ca.
Down to the Au-dessus des étangs, au-dessus des vallées.
And we're back. That was something from Zalmni, a track called Oil Rouge. I wanted to play a different track that I mentioned earlier. Changed my mind at the last minute, but that's from a release called Perfume. And Zalmni is an ambient artist out of Poland, making some very kind of lush ambient electronic pop music. And you can check it out at zalmni.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was something from Braids. The new album is called Euphoric Recall. He wrote the track called Apple. And we're going to move into a little bit different direction. In this next set, we're going to hear something from Omar S. I played this guy a few weeks ago, I think. He's a producer out of Detroit. And the latest release, or sorry, latest release is from his label called FXHE Records, I believe. And it's a release from High Tech. We're going to hear a track off of this release. Something called, let me see what I had queued up, something called TT's Dispo, and once again that's out on FXHE Records. It's kind of confusingly put out, but you can check this out on the omar-s.bandcamp.com page, and once again it's a release called High Tech. And let me see what we're gonna play next. We're gonna hear something from an artist named Pantayo, which is, I think, out of Eastern Canada, a new release out of something called, let me see what I had queued up. The release is called Ang Pagdaloy, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Dreams. And this track has a video. You can check it out at the Bandcamp, which is pantayo.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's a group out of Toronto. I think it's a five-piece, as far as I know. And they make some really interesting kind of world Filipino percussion-based music. And it's an all-women group, and they're based out of Toronto. Actually, we're going to hear another track at the end of the set. We're going to hear something from African Head Charge. So it'll be a little bit of a longer set. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is new stuff from High Tech. This track is called TT's Dispo.
If your auntie in this bitch, she gon' get on the floor. If your auntie in this bitch, she gon' get on the floor. If your auntie in this bitch, she gon' get on the floor. If your auntie in this bitch, she gon' get on the floor. If your auntie in this bitch, if your auntie in this bitch, if your auntie in this bitch, she gon' get on the floor. If your auntie in this bitch, that's all I do. That's all I do. That's all I got. Goddamn, in my pocket it's a knot. That's all I do, that's all I got. Goddamn, in my pocket it's a knot. TT keep it smoke, TT got the dope. TT keep it smoke, TT got the dope.
TT got the dope.
Hey, 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 hey. TT keep it smoke, TT got the dope. TT keep it smoke, TT got the dope. TT got the dope. Thank you.
crago, tu craga, tac.
Was new stuff from African Head Charge, a track off the release called A Trip to Bulga Tanga. You heard the track called Asala Chua. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing that, but that was released on You Sound Records. They're self-described as a vision of a psychedelic Africa, and it's their first release in 12 years. And I think they originally started in 1981. And once again, that's African Head Charge. I'm not too familiar with them myself, but I was checking out some new releases and it's definitely looked up my alley. So before that, you heard something from Pantayo with a track called Dreams off the Ang Pagdaloy release. And on top of the set, something from Omar S's record label that was High Tech. TT's Dispo was off a release called Detroit, and once again, that's out on Omar S's label, who is a Detroit producer. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're getting to the home stretch. And we'll hear some kind of more post-rock oriented and ambient electronic artists in this next set. Up next, we're going to hear something from a release from, I do believe you pronounce it Elia or Wilia, but anyways, that's a release out on Ball Mat Records. It's called Aim Agaru, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Luz de Camino. And it, like I said, it's a little bit more kind of post-rock oriented ambient stuff with saxophone and piano throughout. After Elia, we're going to hear something from Drew McDowell. A new release out is out on Dace Records, I should say, or Dias. I'm not sure how people say it, or Dace. And, but anyways, it's called Agalma, and the tracks are all versions of the title. And we're going to hear a track called, let me see what I have queued up. I think it's called Agalma 1, and this one features Marilee Armstrong Real on this release. And if you're not familiar with the work of Drew McDowell, he was a member of Coil at one point, I think in the 90s, I do believe. But anyways, he's gone on to do lots of solo projects and tons of collaborations. He's always putting out music with all kinds of different artists. He's doing tours all the time. He even played in Vancouver a few years, and he did the Time Machines version of Coil, as he was a member of Coil at that time. Check it out at drewmcdowell.bandcamp.com. And once again, the new album is called Agalma. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Elia. This track is called Luz de Camino.
community DJ workshops are hosting two valuable events for those wanting to learn more about mixing music or producing. On July 15th, there's a beginner DJ workshop where you can learn where to find music, get equipment tips, and learn the basics of mixing. On July 16th, there's a producing DJ workshop which will discuss how to make and release songs. These events are by donation, and for more information, you can go to communitydj.workshops on Instagram.
Do you love to read, but your friends and family are tired of you droning on and on about your latest book? Well, forget them, because you have me now. Hi, I'm Randy from Dog-Eared Radio Book Club, a book club coming to you through the airwaves from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Tuesday evenings on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in to hear the rambling thoughts of a fellow reader that are factually supported by my co-host of the week. Follow the show on Instagram at Dog-Eared Radio Book Club to find out about our next read.
And that was new stuff from Drew McDowell. That track was called Agalma 1, and that was featured from the album called Agalma. And that track features Merrily Armstrong Real. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And you can always head to our website, citr.ca, to check out podcasts and playlists. So I'm going to leave you tonight with something from the Infinite Machine record label out of Mexico City. The latest is something from Me in Mono and a album called Reflections. This one's a little bit more kind of experimental, kind of club techno with a little bit more kind of a futuristic hyperreal sound. We're going to hear a track called Squat Party. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Me in Mono.